Page 187. Acknowledging the impact of climate change.
We had tinder dry forests, we had really strong winds, we had a temperature or a climate that's a degree warmer than it was 60 years ago. And all of those things combined just made it exactly right for a devastating bushfire season.
And it might be exactly right to change the public discourse on climate change here. Australia generates 80% of its electricity with coal and gas. It is the world's third largest exporter of fossil fuels. The country's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has a long history of skepticism and denial of climate science. But with the fires raging, he is now saying he hopes to evolve climate change policy. Amanda McKenzie is a leading advocate for action on climate change in Australia.
I think the fires have changed everything. We don't know just how much that has impacted people yet, but the trauma will go on for some time, and I think it will fundamentally change how Australians look at the issue of climate change, but it also will change how we look at the federal government.
Here in Southeast Australia, it is impossible to ignore the crisis at their front door. And while there is some evidence opinions may in fact be changing, not everyone recognizes the urgency.
This has sort of become a generational thing in terms of people picking up on it. And yeah, I'm not a skeptic, but I hope they're wrong. I really do. I hope they're wrong because that would be a disaster for the planet.
Yeah. Do you worry about Ryan's future and what this, as the trends go up, what that might mean for living in Australia?
Yes and no. Yes, there's climate change there, but how much of it is actually having an effect on what we're doing here? Look, I base my decisions on information. If I've got the information, I'll make the decision, basically. So, you know, if I'm fed the right information, I might be less sceptical.
There is some evidence that the political inertia on climate change may have met its match with this wildfire season. On Sunday, the state environment minister for New South Wales, where I stand right now, Matt Keane, in the same party as the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said many members of his party have widespread belief that they would like to take greater action on climate change. The Prime Minister's response? No one at the federal level even knows that environment minister.
Copyright PBS NewsHour.